After 43-year-old Mohammed Dahlan was made Minister of Civil Affairs in the new Palestinian cabinet today, he spoke with friends and colleagues in a Ramallah hotel lobby. He's a legislator from Gaza, where he used to be the security chief. And judging from the way he holds court, listening, greeting, glad-handing, explaining, this man is clearly a born politician. Dahlan is also a veteran of security negotiations with Israel. It helps that he learned fluent Hebrew in prison. I met with him today and asked him whether he agreed with the judgment of an Israeli general he used to deal with routinely, that Palestinian security forces are ready right now to maintain order and uphold the Palestinian end of the ceasefire. He says, not yet.
I think this needs time. The security establishment is totally damaged by the Israelis in the last few years and few months. In addition to that, many of the commanders in the security apparatuses do not have locations where they can sit in. There is no equipment, there is no ability. But this does not mean that the role of the security service, especially in Gaza, but they have a limited role, but it will be developed. I'm talking about weeks, not months.
Weeks, but not months.
Yes, I believe so. If the international community provides financial assistance and support, and if Israel assists in facilitating the lives for Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank.
The Israelis often say that in Gaza, or for the West Bank, in the West Bank, ultimately the Palestinian National Authority will have to confront the armed groups, Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Do you agree with that, that ultimately you're in conflict with those groups, you want something that they don't want?
Well, these are dreams and ambitions by the Israeli side to enter into an internal war and not to consolidate the Palestinian situation internally. Israel has failed in the last 4 years to achieve what they are asking us to do under occupation. But this does not mean that we will be committed to all the commitments in negotiations and the security understandings, but it's the duty of Israel to start with the points that we agreed on.
Corruption. Palestinians perceive their government as being corrupt. Are they right?
I have not changed my position from corruption. I don't like to use the word corruption. I think there has been mistakes and violations in the past. I think we're done with that in the last 2 years, and I hope that this government will close this file without any return. Any person who violates the law or who holds his hand to the public funds and public properties will have to be taken to court.
But I have heard it said, Mr. Dahlan, during the first Intifada, was a man of the people. He was just a kid from Gaza. Once he became in the government, he's a rich man. He has a big car. He has a big house.
First, I have the right to have a house. I'm an open book. Yes, it's true that I come from a poor family, but I'm proud of that. But it's my right to have a house and an ordinary house. And I have always presented myself, always, and I still do, that if there is any violation against the PA or against any Palestinian individual.
Do you hope to be president of the Palestinian National Authority or the State of Palestine someday?
Also another time, for 10 years, I have expressed my position. I have no objective to become the president of the State of Palestine under the occupation. I'm a fighter. I'm also a citizen. And it is my duty to provide all the facilitation and assistance to Palestinian people. This is what makes me link to all the sectors of the Palestinian community, whether they are poor or they are refugees and the people I lived with in the refugee camps.
Mr. Dahlan, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Palestinian cabinet minister and negotiator Mohammed Dahlan spoke with us today in Ramallah on the West Bank.
You can find profiles of Mohammed Dahlan and other Palestinian and Israeli political figures at our website, npr.org. Our week of special coverage from the Middle East continues throughout the program. We'll hear from Israeli students in Tel Aviv about how they view the future, and also from an Israeli filmmaker about the challenges he faced making a movie in Arabic.